Country music today has a split personality. Performers such as Shania Twain sound right at home on pop music's top 40. But then there are musicians like Alan Jackson, who sport a more traditional twang and still command legions of fans. Bob Wills, an artist who inspired many of today's traditionalists, got his start by blending old and new music into a sound that made history and his own legion of fans. As the series Honky Tonks, Hymns, and the Blues continues, Paul Brown has the story of the man with the fiddle and the exuberant holler.
Bob Wills had it all.
He had fiddle music, breakdowns, square dance music, big band swing, the blues.
Ray Benson leads the Western swing band Asleep at the Wheel.
Bob Wills was a dance band, first and foremost. That's why he incorporated what would seem dissimilar rhythms. If we were to extrapolate that to the present day, you know, honestly, we would play hip-hop music with fiddles and steel guitars to accommodate the dancing desires of the audience.
The future band leader's fate was sealed in 1915. He was 10 years old when he bet his cousin Olford that he was a better fiddler. Bob won, Olford smashed his fiddle, and a career was launched that carried Bob Wills from coast to coast. James Robert Wills's fiddling roots could be traced all the way back to his British ancestors. In a 1949 interview, Wills said he didn't really have a choice about the instrument he played.
My great-granddaddy, both granddaddies, and my father and nine uncles were all fiddlers. And I had five aunts played fiddles. So it looked like I had to play a little fiddle, you know.
For Bob Wills, a career in music was more than a matter of genetics. It was an economic necessity. The meager wages the Wills family made as sharecroppers working in Texas cotton camps were supplemented by playing dances. And the music they played, says Texas musicologist Gene Boyd, reflected the diverse culture of the Southwest.
The German settlers brought their polkas, their waltzes, their accordions. The Spanish and Mexican settlers contributed the guitar. And they were also the first to bring the violin into the Southwest. And in that sharecropping system, you find white sharecroppers and African-American sharecroppers working together, side by side in the cotton fields, and the influence was tremendous.
Wills had another source of inspiration, says Western music scholar Douglas Green.
It was the radio. People were hearing things on their radio. You could hear the Carter family on the radio, but you could also hear Benny Goodman and Louis Armstrong.
I'm a ding-dong daddy from Doomer, and ought to see me do me stuff. I'm a clean-cut fellow from Carter, oh, you ought to see me stuff.
The fusion of big city jazz with traditional rural sounds that would come to be called Western swing was pioneered by band leader Milton Brown in the early 1930s. But a car accident took his life in 1936, and Bob Wills jumped into the breach.
I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas Bay. You ought to see me do my stuff. While Papa from Polecat holler, I don't want to get rough. You want to know just what we got? Got good rhythm and swing it hot. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas Bay. You ought to see me do my stuff. Swing out, out. Everybody's swinging now.
Bob Wills had been polishing his style at dances in Texas and Oklahoma. But to be successful in these raucous roadhouses, you had to be heard above the din. While radio influenced his sound, another form of technology got his music to the dancers.
Along about that time, this PA set come in. These speakers amplified these string instruments. And my argument is, we happened to be working, trying to make a living at the time they came in. I think the so-called Western swing, or whatever you want to call it, would have been going years and years before that if the amplifiers had been around where enough people could have heard it.
Yes, well, all right.
In addition to playing his music loudly enough to be heard, Bob Wills developed a couple of trademarks. For one, he introduced his musicians on stage.
Look out there, Mr. Leon.
Listening to Bob Wills' record, when Bob Wills would say, play it, take it away, Leon. I thought, I don't know who Leon is, but what he's doing is what I want to do.
Don Helms followed in Leon McAuliffe's footsteps, playing pedal steel for a number of country music stars. But Helms says that Bob Wills made soloists like McAuliffe feel like stars in their own right.
And instrumentalists are hams at heart, and they like for somebody to recognize them, call their name. They might not admit it, but they do.
Then there was the holler, Bob Wills' seemingly spontaneous shout of delight over a solo or special lick. Musicologist Gene Boyd says these uninhibited outbursts sometimes drowned out the band's vocalists.
Anyone who watches some of the old videos or listens to the records that they made has to wonder if that didn't bother the people who were performing. But I've interviewed many musicians who played in his band, and they say, no, that was just a part of it. It was a part of selling the show.
When I greet my neighbor with a how you all, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansion or a cottage small, I'll just take my home in San Antonio.
Bob Wills died from the effects of a stroke in 1975, but audiences are still dancing to Western Swing, and that would not have surprised him.
Western music, the type of tune that's been here for years and years. My great-grandfather played the type tunes that I play in right today. I think it will slack off a little while, and then some of these younger boys will come out here one of these days with a golden voice and get on some real honest-to-goodness tune. And I think it'll build again. So that will take care of itself in time.
In fact, Bob Wills has influenced a younger generation of women as well. You can hear his fiddle style in the playing of Alison Krauss and that of Marty McGuire of the Dixie Chicks.
Hello, Mr. Hardy. I've been expecting you.
Music scholar Gene Boyd thinks the master would approve.
If Bob Wills were here, he would say, hallelujah.
Or at least,
ha-ha.
For NPR News, I'm Paul Brown.
Interviews with Bob Wills and Merle Haggard are at npr.org. Next week, black and white musicians closing the racial gap.